Okay, today with me is Kyle Durham of Norbern, very active soybean farmer and is very active in different aspects of the soybean farming. Kyle, you were just elected to a great position with the National Soybean Board. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, thanks, Larry. You know, it's been my pleasure for the last 2 years to have been appointed to the United Soybean Board, which is the national checkoff board for the soybean industry. And in December, we had our annual elections, and my peers on the board elected me to serve as one of 10 members on the executive committee of that organization.
Very good. So what all does that entail?
Just a bit of background. You know, the United Soybean Board is made up of 77 farmers from across the country who are all singularly focused on improving the economics of soybeans for the 500,000 soybean farmers across the nation. What the executive committee does beyond that is we're tasked with helping to continue to run the operation and the business in the intervening time between our normally scheduled board meetings. So we're obviously always getting updates on things like export conditions, crop planting and harvest reports as those come in, obviously, and really just trying to maintain contacts also with our partners in industry to make sure that we understand as an organization, kind of where the soybean market is going, where the industry as a whole is going, and to be able to position our farmers to really capture any gains that might be out there in the market.
Well, talk a little bit about yourself. I know that after college, you came back to farm on the family farm. You've got a lot of soybean acres. Talk about that.
Yeah, like you said, after college, had the opportunity to come back and help out one fall. At the time, didn't really know that soybean and corn production was what I was going to be interested in. But as they say, the bug bit. Have been here for well over 20 years now. Have had the opportunity through the years as well to volunteer time within the industry, obviously with USB, and also I've been a board member on the Missouri Soybean Merchandising Council for about 9.5 years now as well. And so just been a pleasure to serve and try to improve the soybean industry as a whole and continue to help myself and other farmers across the state and across the nation remain profitable and be in a position to grow going forward.
Have you made any trips to Washington, D.C. at any time to advocate for farming and for soybeans?
Well, just on my personal time. So the nature of checkoff work is that we are specifically prohibited from doing any sort of lobbying work. So
okay.
What organizations like USB and MSMC do is we work as a counterpart and a supplement to our brothers and sisters over in organizations like the American Soybean Association and the Missouri Soybean Association, who are involved in that policy work every day. And the sorts of things that we do in checkoff world to support that is a lot of the background research and the economics research that really helps not only formulate the opinion of where ASA might go forward, but also really provides the hard facts and the data to support those positions.
Getting back to Norbern, I've been a regular attendee or broadcasting from the Norbern Soybean Festival every year, and you're very active. You're a leader in that, and you had just a couple of years ago, you guys won quite an honor with that and something to really help out your festival.
That's right, Larry. You've got me pegged. I'm soybeans from my head to my toes, I think.
Right.
But yeah, we had the opportunity and we're pleased to be crowned winner of the Cenex Hometown Throwdown 2 years ago. That was a $100,000 competition looking for the best hometown festival in the nation. And I think that year they had well over 500 entries into the contest, and for the soybean capital of the world, Norbern, Missouri, to come out victorious in that was something we're awfully proud of. And like I said, the grand prize that came along with it has really enabled us to do some really pretty cool things here in Norbern around the festival to really improve that festival going experience for anyone that comes out. Been a part of MSMC here at the state level for almost a decade now, and a couple years now on USB. And what's been interesting to see is the direction and the strategic vision of each of those organizations. On a macro scale at the national board, obviously we're serving 500,000 soybean farmers across the country, and so we're focusing on things like export markets. Obviously, is a big part of it, but beyond that, it's also how do we differentiate U.S. soy from soy of other origins, and that can be everything from quality aspects, but it also goes into the sorts of things our farmers are doing in the field to get a crop put in the ground and then to harvest it as well. Conversely, on the Missouri specific side of it, we're looking for opportunities to increase soybean consumption within the state of Missouri, whether that's increased crush capacity, biodiesel plants we've been involved with over the past, feeding large animal operations, any way that we can make our 30,000 farmers here in Missouri that grow soybeans put them in a lot better position.
Well, Kyle, thank you very much for joining me. Is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, just an invitation to everybody to come and join us at the Norbern Soybean Festival this summer. It'll be August 6th, 7th, and 8th in beautiful downtown Norbern, Missouri.
Hey, I tell you what, I'll be there as always and always look forward to that. But congratulations once again on the honor. We'll look forward to seeing you at the festival.
All right, sounds good. We'll see you there, Larry. Thank you,
Buddy.